Well, we have Rebecca Luker on the line, Tony nominee for Mary Poppins. And the first thing I'm going to do is embarrass her because I'm going to read just a little bit from a review that Stephen Holden gave her in the New York Times when she was doing a cabaret show at Feinstein's last year, just around this time.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember? Oh, you must have read this review.
Yes.
A glow of southern warmth along with the confidence of a traditional beauty queen infuse everything she sings. Miss Luker is an ardent champion of new American theater songs, combining an introspective urban sophistication with musical comedy chattiness. Her lyric soprano lends a quality of robust well-being to everything she sings. As her voice swells, it gains in beauty, textural fullness, and emotional power. You never feel she's showing off. Oh, it just goes on and on like that.
That was very, very nice.
You're glowing and compelling. And by the way, you are also 6 degrees of semi-separation from this radio program, because last year, your husband, Danny Burstyn, was on our Tony show.
Yes, he remembers that. He saw your name, and he went, oh, yes, I talked to him.
Well, he was great fun. And let me ask you then, does something happen to your household around Tony time, or you've been Tony nominated 2 times already, he's had a Tony nomination, do you just sort of go, oh, it's happened again, and that's it? Well, no, I'm saying, how do you, during Tony time, like, do you all get a little hyper, or do you really get worried, and do your agents nag you, or do you just try and let it kind of shrug your shoulders, and if you win, you win, if you lose, you lose?
You know, we definitely shrug our shoulders. We just say, look, we're so lucky to have these jobs that we have, and these shows that we love, you know, doing them with the people that we love so much, and that's so true for both of us. And so, you know, I was perfectly prepared this time not to get one. He was prepared last year not to get one. We truly are just so grateful to have what we have. And we think, well, it would be wonderful and it would be icing. And you know, but we've been around for a long time doing this, and we know that it, you know, it is what it is, and things happen, and sometimes they don't. And it doesn't mean a thing, really. It doesn't mean anything about your talent or your ability or how happy you are in your life, you know. So we really do try to just let it roll the way it rolls, and we're really fine either way.
Great. And so, let me ask, one thing that you certainly are what we would call a Broadway star, and yet you've not, either by choice or I'm wondering what the choice was, not so much to do a TV sitcom or not to go out to the movies and try and make it there. You've really stayed on Broadway since you started in about 1991 with The Secret Garden. Is that...
I'm laughing because you say it's a choice. Things are so not in our control. We you know, I would have done a TV series or more movies, or if I get them, I would do them.
Oh.
And, you know, it's not for lack of trying. It is sort of a timing thing, I believe. I mean, I've sort of, you know, when I've been during pilot seasons on certain years, I've been very busy doing Broadway musicals and haven't been available. And there have been other times when I've tried, absolutely tried fervently, and haven't gotten one. So, you know, it's just the way the ball's rolled, you know, and I'll just keep trying. I like to do a variety of things, sure. I think most actresses would.
I also assume that because you and Danny are living in New York and you've got stepkids and stuff like that, that it also has to do with staying in New York.
There is that factor too. My stepkids are here, Danny's sons, and his family is here, which is also my family, and we have turned down a lot of out of town work, both of us. So yeah, you know, the ideal thing would be to get a New York TV series here, you know.
When Law and Order tries to change one of its leads, you're up there like, please, man.
You know, and Danny's done a lot more TV than I have, and that's probably the way it would go, and that would be great. But yeah, we hate to go out of town for longer than a month or so, and really have been lucky not to have to over the years.
Now, insofar as casting choices that you may or may not also have control of, you started pretty much with Secret Garden, which was a new, quote-unquote, musical.
Yes.
Most of the time, you've ended up in either revivals, I mean, doing terrific work in things like The Music Man and Showboat.
Oh.
And Mary Poppins is a new musical, but it obviously feels not so new because it was a movie and the songs, most of them were written. Do you feel sometimes a little typecast by that? Do you feel you're not considered for brand new musicals and they kind of look for you for revivals?
Oh, that's a tough question. No, I think I am considered for new musicals. It's just that, again, I think the timing has been the main culprit, you know, that I've been busy doing something else. When a new musical comes along that I'm right for. And often, you know, as you know, a new musical is, you know, they'll choose the lead that they want, you know.
Mm.
And no one is considered, you know. So, you know, it would be great to do another new musical. I'd love to do that. I'd love to headline in a new musical or be featured in a new musical. You know, of the seven I've done, almost half of them have been new. So,
oh,
you know,
okay.
It's hard to remember that. But yes, I mean, that's true. I've done seven and three have been new. So,
and apart from, because obviously you'll have to say Mary Poppins, so we're going to accept that one. Which has been your favorite?
Broadway show with Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my gosh, who are you?
My very next one was The Secret Garden. And yeah, and there were a bunch of revivals in the middle there. But I love doing those too. I mean, it's wonderful to try to reinvent something and to put your own stamp on something. And I like doing them all. I think it's possible to do good work in all of them, and let's hope that a new one comes down the pike soon, or something else, or a play, or something else. I'm open to all of it, really.
Can I ask how you feel Broadway has changed in, say, the 16, 17 years since you started doing it here?
Oh, my goodness, that's a question.
I know.
That'll take more than 10 minutes. how it's changed. In a way, I think it's improved.
Oh, okay.
I think there are more people coming to see Broadway musicals. I mean, you know, against all odds, I think that has really happened. I mean, I started in Phantom in 1988 when there was really sort of a pall over Broadway, especially like maybe the couple of years preceding that. And everyone was worried about it and,
right.
You know, nothing was happening but the big British, you know, mega hits and things. And I think since then, Broadway has changed. There's more openness to new, different types of musicals, a la Spring Awakening and Grey Gardens and things that are sort of on the cusp of, you know, the mainstream hits, and people are responding to those. And I think there are more people coming to Broadway musicals from around the country, I think, than ever. And that is amazing to me, you know, because of videos and movies.
Right.
Computer, you know, everything, you can see everything on a computer. You don't really need to leave your house, and yet people do, and I'm very, you know, heartened by that, really. The younger generation, I think, is we're beginning a new generation of theater lovers.
God willing.
exactly right.
Yeah.
I think that will continue. You know, my stepsons are two of them. You know, they adore, they really love Broadway musicals. They love it all. They love, you know, rock music, and they have a you know, a healthy appreciation for a wide variety of music and theater, and I think they're not they're a little bit rare in that way, but there is a generation of young people who are like them.
Great. We have just one or two more minutes with Rebecca Luker, and I want to ask, if you were starting up all over again, coming from Alabama, going to New York, what would you do the same, and what might you do differently from what you've done in your career?
Oh my goodness. I would probably take more chances. I would study more. I would study acting more. I would take more dance. I would sort of put myself out there I would try new things. You know. I mean, in a way I can understand why I did what I did and the way my career has gone, and it's been wonderful, not to take away from it. But I always tell young people to try different things and to put themselves out there and to try different kinds of roles, and then you never know what, you know, if you don't try it, you don't know where your best abilities lie. And I think I'm much more versatile than I've given myself credit for. And I probably would have done that. I would have studied a lot more acting, I think.
Huh. Well, you've certainly been giving wonderful performances with the acting training that you have. I've got one more question, please.
Absolutely.
It's a fluff ball. You can hit this one out of the park. What's your favorite thing about doing Mary Poppins?
Oh, my goodness. I don't have one favorite thing. I love working with Daniel Jenkins. He's the most wonderful person, and, you know, we're sort of joined at the hip on stage every night, and the kids are lovely. I love everyone in the show. I know this sounds so crazy. You know, Ashley Brown's the funniest woman in the world. I really have to say the people that I come in contact with every day in the show.
That's great. Rebecca Luker, I wish you very, very best of luck in this show and all your future shows, and good luck on Tony Night.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.